businesses, particularly those in the hospitality industry, have had to bear the brunt of all the restrictions over the past 18 months. Can they survive a further 4 weeks of restrictions after an already devastating time? Let's discuss this first with Suzanne Caldwell, who is Managing Director of Cumbria Chamber of Commerce. Morning to you, Suzanne. Generally, how do businesses feel about the news we got last night?
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's what do you feel sort of personally, you know, looking at it, you know, of the sense relating to the virus, and how do you feel about your business? And there's a whole spectrum of views even within people, never mind between people. And I think, you know, Collins, you know, explained what the, you know, the situation about having to have the lockdowns, and I think that's clearly right. But it is really concerning these businesses, and as you say, they've been closed or trading at a much lower level for a really long time now. So they've either not been earning at all, or they've been earning much less than usual. So 4 weeks might not sound much in itself, but coming at the end of that, it is a huge impact. And it's got an impact in two ways. One is actually, you know, on the finances, because they still have either can't earn or they've got a really restricted ability to earn, often with increased costs as well. But also, it's just a psychological thing. And I think there's quite a lot of people getting to the point where even if they think they could get through on the money, they're just getting to the point where they can't psychologically, and they've really just had enough.
I mean, I don't want to ask it, but I will. Is there a concern here that some businesses just won't survive another month?
There's got to be. There's absolutely got to be. You know, businesses at the end of the tether financially, and as I say, you know, a lot of people are at the end of the tether in just their ability to cope and their desire or ability to go on. So I think, you know, we are going to see more businesses closing. And what's absolutely needed, and it was really disappointing in the announcements last night, not to see more help for those businesses that would at least make people feel that they were being cared for and looked after. We've got, you know, furlough payments are going to start increasing, you know, what the businesses have to put in. It kicks in from July and then increases in August and September. They're going to have to start paying rates again. And, you know, looming is all the debt that people have been accumulating as well. So it really is a big concern. And then, you know, the shorter a summer people have got, the less they've got to get them through the winter as well.
I've mentioned hospitality. Which other parts of the Cumbrian economy, though, are really hurting right now?
Well, hospitality, obviously there's an impact onto their supply chain as well. So, you know, they've got to be the key ones. And then the related things around, you know, nightclubs, arts, creative. And, you know, you forget about things like, you know, dance teachers and people who, while they're operating now, they're operating at much reduced capacity. They've got fewer students in there, paying them less money. So their earnings are very, you know, significantly down as well. And they're not the only ones.
Suzanne, thank you. Suzanne Caldwell, Managing Director of Cumbria Chamber of Commerce.